The attribute needed for completion in Torah learning corresponding to the 31st day of Sfiras HaOmer is Oyhev Es HaTzedakos, to love righteousness, acts of righteousness. And the idea being, because when a person loves righteousness and he sees somebody who is being wronged and he gets up and saves him, or if he sees somebody who is helping his friend and he goes and he helps him, they'll create a better atmosphere, a better place, and one that will help and grow his the calm and his tranquility to be able to properly delve into the Torah. Furthermore, points out the Chassid Yavetz that this attribute, as well as the following two, Oyevis HaTichachos and Oyevis HaMisharim, which we will discuss in the following 2 days, is said in the plural. The idea being that it's not enough for you yourself to do it, but you have to love it so much that you have to get others as well. The sphere of the day is Tiferes Shebahoid, a grander, a beauty that comes through completion, that is within the glory, the thanks. And as far as our service of Hashem goes, a person has to make sure that when he's coming to thank Hashem, he should do it in full grandeur. He should be aware of the grandeur in which it is being done. Like our sages teach us, that when a Jew comes, when the Jewish people come to praise Hashem, to thank Him for the kindnesses that He has bestowed upon them, all of the creations of the world that are praising Hashem stand by quietly and pay attention. So he's at that moment, when a Jew is praising and thanking Hashem, is with the utmost grandeur of the entire creation, hearing what he has to say. Furthermore, it has to be, like we said, it's a grandeur that comes through completion. When we thank Hashem, we have to make sure that we do it with full sincerity and full exactness of our words, that we're very careful to articulate all of the aspects of the kindness that is bestowed upon us and in the way we are thanking Him. As well as us, to our fellow man, we have to be very careful that when we thank Him for kindness He has done for us and we recognize that good and we thank Him, it has to be done with a completion. Completion A, we have to thank Him for every aspect of the kindness that He has done. We have to thank Him for everything. But B, there is a certain lack of completion when we overdo our thanks and we exaggerate that which He has done for us. There's a lack of sincerity as well as a lack of truth and therefore meaning in what we are saying, and therefore we have to be very careful when we thank somebody to show them that we truly appreciate every aspect of it and not to over-exaggerate.